Are you somebody with a dress sitting in your wardrobe, be it a wedding dress, bridesmaid dress, Deb's dress, or an outfit that maybe you wore to a wedding? And it's sitting there, it's been worn once, not going to be worn again, and perhaps you'd like to see it get a new home and get a few euros into your own pocket. Well, there is a new business hoping to do just that. It's called Another Day Out, and the woman behind it is Grace O'Sullivan, and she joins me now on the line. Grace, good evening. You're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, and thank you for having me on.
No problem at all. So, anotherdayout.ie, this is your website. You're up and going a number of months now. Will you tell us about the business? What exactly do you do?
I'm sort of up and running with the last probably 2 to 3 months. Anotherdayout.ie is a new website for buying and selling occasion wear, ranging from race day outfits, ball gowns, occasion wear, Deb's dresses, mother of the bride, groom, bridesmaid and wedding dresses. So all those typical one-off wears that could do with another day out.
And how did it all come about?
This came about sort of last year. I packed up the job. I went off traveling for a couple of months and I came back. And this was just an itch I wanted to scratch. The string of events after the pandemic, I found I was buying a lot of new dresses. Then they were sort of sitting in the wardrobe and I might get away with one to a family wedding and another to a different event. And then I sort of didn't know what to do with it. And then obviously there was the rising cost because we had all gone from zero to hero. And we had so many events and we were forking out for the gifts for the weddings and all the different things that all add up on these special days. It was great to be back out, but it does come at a cost. I live in a house share. The girls were having the same problem. Reached out to friends, cousins, aunts, did a bit more research around it. And we just felt that there had to be a more sustainable and affordable way to shop and find these dresses. So that's a bit of the background about how it came to fruition.
And occasion wear, it's very costly, you know, especially when you start talking about wedding dresses, people spend an awful lot of money on them. And then generally they just sit in wardrobes. Most of them don't get a second outing. So, I mean, this is a great idea. Looking at sustainability from that point of view, it's great that outfits are getting sold and bought by somebody else and they're getting a new lease of life.
Absolutely. And you mentioned cost there, and this website started off, I guess, for, you know, I want to pass on the dress. But then what I had a lot of people writing to me after COVID was saying, Grace, I never got to wear my Deb's dress. The event was cancelled. I paid 600 euros. It's tags on it. So I've had loads of Deb's girls write to me. Then I had brides write to me and say, Grace, I changed sizes by the time the wedding came about. So I had to buy a new wedding dress. Or their wedding was cancelled. And again, the wedding dress didn't get its day out. So there's thousands of dresses with tags never worn. And those dresses are looking for a day out.
Yeah. So many people during COVID, I mean, weddings were cancelled 2 and 3 times. And as you say, you might have changed size. And then some people were getting married in a different season and maybe needed a lighter dress or a heavier dress. So there were an awful lot of outfits that were left sitting there. And bridal parties as well, where bridal parties weren't able to be part of weddings, you know, when numbers were so small that there were so many bridesmaid dresses that were left sitting there that were never used either. So tell us then, how does the whole process work then? If someone comes to you and says, you know, I have a wedding dress or I have an outfit I wore to a wedding, I want to sell it on.
Yeah, so you pay a one-off fee, right? There's no extra hidden charges or anything like that. The fee starts from as little as €3 to upload your item. And it's relative to the price of the dress that you are selling. And then the buyer and seller communicate through the site and payment and is arranged between the buyer and the seller. So, for instance, in the case of a wedding dress, you might want to go meet up with that person and try it on. So that will be a cash transaction. So that's the rationale for the fee system.
Okay, so but they can make contact via the website.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So you can chat through the website. You just set up an account. That's really easy. It only takes like a minute and a half. I think we timed it. We asked for very little details and then you'll be able to communicate through the website.
So basically the two people, they will make contact with each other and then they will decide that if somebody wants to buy an outfit, the two of them will work together and they'll organise payment between themselves. Then it doesn't go via the website.
Yeah, that's correct. And I think like there is other marketplaces out there, but there's none specifically for occasion wear. So the only difference here is, I mean, people are meeting up and they're swapping and selling their runners or their table and chairs. This isn't a new way of shopping. The only difference here is that I'm putting all the dresses in the one place, making it far more convenient for people.
And you mentioned about the whole process of getting the website and the whole business set up initially. I suppose, you know, when you had that initial thought when you came back from travelling, I suppose maybe talk us through the whole process. You know, how did you find getting the business set up?
Yeah, you have the idea and then there's the reality of how are you going to do it? And then you look and, okay, that's going to cost X amount of money. My savings are going to go into it. And you have to be very clear on what you're trying to do and is this going to work? And there's a lot of, you know, feedback and discussions and is there a demand for that? So there is the idea and then there's actually, you know, getting stuck in, getting costs and talking to website people. And, you know, I wouldn't be the most technical person in the world. I'm trying to figure out, okay, how do I go about building a website? So there is a learning piece. And then I suppose once you start then, it, you know, you just go with it, right? I've done this bit. Okay, that's working. Keep going. And then I got help. So I've been lucky enough to work with great people throughout the years. And if I didn't know something, I pick up the phone and say, come here, any chance you give me a hand with this? Or just things that maybe I wouldn't be great at. I was probably better at the brand and the creativity and that side. But the numbers and the technical wouldn't have been my strong point. So just getting help as well. You know, I wasn't afraid to ask.
Yeah, I suppose that's always key. I mean, as you say, you know, you have your side of which you're, you know, you are, can excel at in the marketing and the branding and that. But in other areas, it is key to be able to ask for help when you need it when you are starting out.
Yeah, and I owe meals, I owe cocktails, I owe a huge amount of friends and family and paying all that back as well in goodwill. You know, I've just gotten huge support along the way and that meant a lot. It made life an awful lot easier. I don't know if I'd be here if I was trying to do it all by myself. I think I'd still be probably 6 months behind where I am now.
At the point you're at now, is the website where you want it to be, or are there any further things you want to do to try and develop the service?
Oh, absolutely. Like, this is still a startup. Like, I'm spreading the message now and going around and doing radio interviews and delighted to be on with yourselves. Like, it's very early days. So the whole idea of this is that it's going to grow, and I don't know what it'll grow to be or how many people will use it, but I still have a bit to do on growing it. And then expanding it as well, there'll be different partnerships that I'll look at and how I can develop it further. So I mean, it's a year to date from the day I sort of set it up, so it's still early days, and we'll see what happens over the next couple of months.
Well, you know, especially as I mentioned there earlier, there is such a growing demand out there for sustainability. People, you know, want to do their part, I suppose. They don't want to be, you know, wasting. And then also, there's obviously such a huge number of weddings in Ireland every year. And then the Debs that you mentioned as well. So there is a market out there for this.
Oh, 100%. And like, okay, there's, I think, an average of 30,000 weddings in Ireland this year. So 30,000 wedding dresses, 60,000 mother of the bride, groom, over 100,000 bridesmaids, and then you have 30,000 Debs girls. That's the very basic minimums. I can't quantify. Then you have your race day outfits, which might be a one-off, where you have the GAA balls, you have the college balls. So there's a huge market for one-off wears, and then I think the market for sustainability on top of that. It's very hard to quantify or gauge. So I guess it's just going to be a case of, you know, I'll keep pushing and see who comes on board and who likes this idea and who starts using it.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about your online presence then. Where can people find you?
Yeah, so anotherdayout.ie is the website, and you can set up your account and you can go online and have a look there. And we do have an Instagram page linked to that as well. So you'll be able to message me through the site or on the Instagram page.
Well, look, Grace, we're going to leave it there. Thanks so much for joining us on the programme.
And thank you for having me on.